Can we begin with Hilchas Kriyat Shema? And we're looking at the following issue. And that is, let's say a person doesn't know if he'll get a chance to recite Kriyat Shema with the Tzibur Bizmano. Like, let's say, for example, if Sofzman Kriyat Shema is at 9, and they started Shacharis at 8:30, he doesn't know if he'll get to say Kriyat Shema before Sofzman. So what he can do is he can recite Kriyat Shema, and he's not going to recite the brachas of Kriyat Shema, just Kriyat Shema itself. And then, whenever the tzibur gets up to Kriyat Shema, then he'll recite Kriyat Shema b'tzibur with a brachas, with birchas Kriyat Shema. Okay, that's what we're going to see here on page one. Let me see if I could point out the language here. He says, if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, he writes, Pirish Mishum Dilafa'amim Shoim Atzibur. Sometimes the Tzibur will take a while. And he says, Ach lo yechaven lotzeis elim kein yore shatzibur yavru zman Kriyat Shema. So he's afraid that if they won't make it in time for zman Kriyat Shema, so he doesn't want to have kavana lotzeis. Avak shalo yavru mutav lotzeis yidei Kriyat Shema im atzibur, if he's quite sure that they'll get up to Kriyat Shema on time, then that's what he has to do. He should recite Kriyat Shema together with the tzibur. V'likros osa kedino v'birchosel. And then he'll read Kriyat Shema with the brachos, and then it'll be somech gula litfila. So that's fine. But what happens in a situation where he's afraid that maybe they won't get to Kriyat Shema on time? So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes here. The Mechaber says, Ki lefamim shoyim im Kriyat Shema likro shalo bizmano. So that if he recites Kriyat Shema before the tzibur, knowing for sure that now he's got Kriyat Shema bizmano under his belt, and therefore even if in the worst case scenario the tzibur takes too much time and it won't get to Kriyat Shema on time, it doesn't matter because he's already fulfilled his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And if you take a look in the Hagos of Rabbi Kiveger, he writes, Lanias Daiti Biyore, if he's afraid Shatzibur Yavor Zman Kriyat Shema, Yechaven Biderech Tnai. He should make this condition. And this is going to be the subject of Ashiya today, whether or not this condition is really valid. But the Rabbi Kiveger seems to validate the Tnai. And what's his Tnai? He says, Im Yavru, if they won't make it on time for Kriyat Shema, Yehe Yotze Bazeh. I'm not sure Yehe Yotze Bazeh. I would have written Ehe, I will be Yotze Bazeh. I'm not sure. Vim Lo Yavru, Lo Yotze Bazeh. And it sounds like this Tanai is meaningful to negate his first Kriya as a valid Kriya for Kriyat Shema. And he sends you to the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Pei Tes. Now the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Pei Tes is the halacha of Sfiras HaOmer that we want to talk about, because now we're counting Sfiras HaOmer. It's on the top of your page 2. But before we see that, I just want to give a moment's thought here. The Mechaber doesn't say anything here about a Tanai, as far as I can tell. Please correct me if you see the word Tanai here. I don't see the word Tanai in the Magen Avraham either. And I'm wondering, again, just to leave Rabbi Kveg on the side for a minute, whether or not a Tanai is necessary here. What do I mean? He's reading Kriyat Shema, and he could be Yotze with Kriyat Shema. You'll ask me, but if he's Yotze with Kriyat Shema on the first Kriyat Shema, then when he gets to Kriyat Shema with the Tzibur, then how could he recite Birchas Kriyat Shema if he was already Yotze Kriyat Shema? And that's where Rabbi Kveg introduces his Tanai, I think. But it just seems to me that even without a Tanai, if he was Yotze Kriyat Shema with the first Kriyat Shema, that doesn't bother me. Because Birchas Kriyat Shema is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. You know, yes, I was Mekayim the Mitzvah already, but that doesn't mean, therefore, that I can't recite Birchas Kriyat Shema. Birchas Kriyat Shema, for like the classical example, let's say, after Zman Kriyat Shema. So the din is that I can still recite Birchas Kriyat Shema. Again, Kriyat Shema, I lost, because Zman passed. I can read a Kikore Batorah, but I can still recite Birchas Kriyat Shema. How could I do so? I can't be Yotze the Mitzvah. It's after the Zmana. El of the Teretz is, Dan, I'll be with you just a minute. I'm trying to develop my own thoughts here. How is it possible to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema after the Zman Kriyat Shema? And some poskim say that you recite Birchas Kriyat Shema the entire day. It means that Kriyat Shema Birchas Kriyat Shema has a different status than Kriyat Shema. It's an independent entity unto itself, with its own kiyum. And the proof of it is that I'm not limited or circumscribed by this mind of Kriyat Shema. Birchas Kriyat Shema becomes an integral part of tefillah. In fact, it's so integral to tefillah that it belongs to the general tefillah of the entire day. I don't think it's limited to tefillah shel shachris. It could apply even mincha time. And the answer, I think, is that if you take a look at the nusach of the bracha, there's no asher kitshanu mitzos v'tzivanu in Birchas Kriyat Shema. Chazal were misaking that bracha that it should serve two capacities. It's a tefillah, and it has a kiyum tefillah on its own, and in addition, it functions as a bracha on Kriyat Shema. In fact, I'll go even a step further. It might even serve in three capacities, because it could be that Birchas Kriyat Shema is also Birchas HaTorah. And let's say, for example, I don't know if I recited Birchas HaTorah today, I forgot. Doesn't matter if I recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, I don't have to recite Birchas HaTorah. So that Birchas Kriyat Shema has, you know, is multifaceted. And even if I missed the mitzvah, or in the flip case, here, if I was Yotze in the mitzvah already, I still would recite Birchas Kriyat Shema. Dan?
There is an additional proof from Kabbalah Shabbos early.
Right, whether a Tanai works. Yeah, we never will get to that as well. I mean, again, hopefully time will allow us. So that I'm just suggesting here that, you know, if one wants to insist that there is a Tanai and it's operative, Lufi Anias Daiti, at this point in the development, that might be true according to Rabbi Kveger. I'm not convinced that the Mechaber, nor the Magen Avraham for that matter, is operating with Tanai. I don't see the word Tanai here, neither in the Mechaber nor in the Magen Avraham, and I don't think they're nervous about the fact that if I was Yotze Kriyat Shema already, then how can I recite Birchas Kriyat Shema later on? I don't think that's an issue. If you take a look at the Seder Agra, which you'll see in the middle here of the page, there's a commentary on the Seder Agra, which is written by Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin. I believe he was from the generations of the Talmidim of the Gra. I don't think he himself was a Talmud of the Gra. And he writes, Kosev Agon Rabbi Kveger, de besofek im atzibur yavru zman kriyat shma yechavim likros bitnai. Tim yavru zman kriyat shma yotza. Tim lav lo yotza. Kibo shekosev linyin sfir sa omer. V'yesh omer b'shem ha-gon maharim zatzal. Dibi'inon dinei tnai. Wow, now this is really going far. Again, I'm not sure if he's saying this as a final psak, or he's saying at least according to Rabbi Kveger, meaning If I grant you that this halacha operates midin tanai, then we need mishpatei atnoim. There are rules that govern a tanai. They're just like lahavdil in secular law. You know, there are contract laws. You know, you can't just scratch something out on a piece of paper. You know, there are rules that govern how you write a clause and a condition in a contract. So too, way back before, you know, contract law, the halacha has strict requirements about what a tanai is, and that we derive from the parasha B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruve, which is called tanai mishpatei atnoim. Now, amongst the mishpatei atnoim, one of them is a tanai kafel. So imagine if I'm going to require a tanai kafel. I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible, but listen what it means. I have to make the following statement. Or maybe even machshava. I don't know if machshava would work. I have to basically declare that I don't want to be yotze with this Kriyat Shema that I'm reciting if I can make it to Zman Kriyat Shema with Birchos Eved Matzibur. And then I have to say the other way around. But if I can, if I won't make it to Zman, then I want this to be. You know, I have to say both in the negative and the positive. And it gets even more complicated than that, because there's Aloch of Hain Kodim Lalav. So that means the sequence in my clause has to be, if I need this Kriyat Shema now, because I won't make it on time, then I want this to be L'shem Mitzvah. This should be my Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema. And if I don't want it, because I'd rather have my Kriyat Shema later with the Tzivur, then it should not be Kriyat Shema. You know, I have to say both the positive and the negative, and I have to say the positive first and the negative later. And that's all based on one word in Reb Kiveka, the word Tanai. Yeah, Joe?
Don't we understand that the concept of Tanai Kafel is in certain situations? It's not necessarily in this case. We did
well,
that with regards to
well, there is something called
Kinyan or something of that nature. Isn't that how we discussed? I don't know if we've discussed this.
So, Joe, you might be saying a million different things, because the sugi of tanai is very complex, but there are situations where I don't have to make a tanai. And that's called umdana, meaning if it's crystal clear that I don't want this kinyan unless, right, then and I don't know if I need a tanai. So that's a tosis at the beginning of Masechta Kiddushin. And it also appears later on in Masechta Kiddushin with regard to the case of Adaita Lemesik Leretz Yisrael. You know, where I made a garage sale and I sold every last stitch that I own because I planned to make Aliyah. And then my plans fall through. So the question is whether I can nullify the kinyan because I, under that condition, I didn't want a kinyan. So Tosas asks, but where's this tanai? So Tosus has a concept called Belibo Ubelev Kol Adam. In other words, if anyone in his situation would have had that in mind, then you don't need a Tanai.
Okay, and what would be his Tanai here? His Tanai would be, when I'm saying it now, it's going to be just Limud Torah, or what's his Tanai going
to
be?
I guess, yeah. I don't know if he has to go that far in his Tanai, but you're right. The meaning of his Tanai would be that it's not L'shem Mitzvah. Let it be Kriyas HaTorah. But I haven't been yotzi the mitzvah of, you know, B'shal B'chov Kumecha. Because if I did, then why would I be saying Birchas Kriyas? I think that's the logic of Reb Kiveg, although, honestly, that's my impression, the way I was taught, is Birchas Kriyas stands on its own two feet as an independent kiyum. I don't have to justify Birchas Kriyas with the Birchas Kriyat Shema being over Lasiyasan of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That's true for a classical Birchas HaMitzvah, but not here. So that's what we have so far. Now, I don't know if anybody here wears Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, but the Mechaber was very excited about Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and he writes in Hilchas Tefillin Siman Lamed Dalet that Yirei Shamayim, he should wear both Tefillin Shel Rashi and Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. Machlokas about what the Seder HaParashiyos are. And therefore, he says, Yechavim Banachasam Biosam Shehem Aliba Dehilchasa Ani Yotze Yidei Chovasi Vashar Heim Kiritzuos Bialma. Now, I'm not sure, again, I'm sorry that I'm pressing my agenda here, but I'm not sure that the Mechaber is talking about tonight. The Mechaber is saying that he wears both pairs of tefillin. And he'll be yotzei with the tefillin that are kosher. Let's have two pairs of tefillin. One's kosher, one's not kosher. I just don't know which is kosher, which is not. So I'll wear both pairs. I mean, Marav Shacham yotzei. I don't know if I need a t'nai for that. Then we have the case of Chol HaMoed. Now, Chol HaMoed is a little... Yeah, go ahead, Ellie.
How many brachos do you say?
He'll only be able to say one, again, depending on what your minig is. Let's say, my minig is I only make one bracha on tefillin. So I would make one bracha. You know, it's a little tricky because that bracha has to go on both pairs of tefillin.
That's what I'm saying.
So the answer is, that's not called a hefsek.
You have to make a tanai to say, if this tefillin is the kosher one, the bracha should apply to that. If it's not, the bracha should apply to the other one.
But again, yeah. I'm just saying, Eli, I don't know if I need a t'nai for that. In other words, if I have two esrogim in front of me and I don't know which one is the kosher esrog, I don't have to make a t'nai. I make the bracha. I pick up one esrog. I pick up the other esrog, and kapi shmaya galia with which one I was yotze with. The bracha is chal on the right one. Will the right one please stand up? I don't have to make a t'nai for that. But here, I think it gets a little tricky. Why? Because on Chol HaMoed, I'm not sure if tefillin is such a good idea on Chol HaMoed. What do I mean?
It's a bad idea.
Well,
according to Rama says
I was once, you know, it's funny that you mention this, Yechiel. I was once down in Florida on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and they wouldn't let me daven for the Avud because I didn't wear tefillin.
Wow. Well, that's because Florida is also the Holy Land. It's holy for Florida.
If it's the Holy Land, then Adarav, I should have been the Shliach Tzivah because I was following the minhag of the Holy Land. We don't wear tefillin in the Holy Land. You wear tefillin in the Holy Land on Chol HaMoed. I wish you luck.
That's where you get killed.
You'll probably have the tefillin, the straps of tefillin around your neck. They won't tolerate that. But here's a kehila where they wouldn't let me down for the omen because I wasn't wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Thank God, most of the people in the tzibur were not wearing tefillin also. I would say it was about 60 no and 40 yes. I don't know. That's how I looked around. I mean, to me, it was very strange to see people wearing tefillin because I'd been in Eretz Yisrael for a long time. So, you know, this goes back to my early childhood. And in my father's shul, Kemat, no one wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There were a couple of old-time Yekis, you know, and one or two Litvaks, you know, that wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But it was very rare. So now here's a little bit of a problem, because you'll take a look at the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that on Shabbos and Yontif we don't wear tefillin. And then he says, B'Chol HaMoed Gamken, we don't wear tefillin. And if you look in the Rambam, he says, well, you know what? There are shittas that you should be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And therefore he says that you should wear tefillin. So what does it mean? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, he writes in Sifkan Yud Beis that we should accept the opinion of the Taz that we leave out the bracha. So we're not going to make a bracha, because if there's no tefillin, then it's a bracha of atola, so we don't want to make a bracha. But he says more than that. He says, kodem shahan sheyaniach, before he puts on his tefillin, yachshov bedaito. And he has a whole ganza dre. Im ani mechuyav, harei mani menichasam l'shei mitzvah. V'im lav, ein ani manichasam l'shei mitzvah, Ubaze yotza yedei kuli alma. Then he has a whole discussion here about Baltosif. Now, if you were to summarize that entire presentation of the Mishnah Berurah in one word, what would be that word? T'nai. He's using a t'nai, is he not? I mean, he doesn't use the word t'nai, but that's what he's saying. If I'm chayev in tefillin, let this be l'shem tefillin. If on the other hand, I'm not chayev in tefillin, im lav, is I'm not putting the tefillin on l'shem mitzvah. So now Rabbos say the case, how should I say, the plot grows thicker, because it's not just Rabbi Kivega who operates with t'nai, it's even the Mishnah Brura. You know, I told you this story about my high school art class with Mr. Getter. I mean, if he's alive today, he's about 150. Mr. Getter didn't know much about Shulchan Aruch. He was Jewish by birth. And we used to come to art after, you know, after gym. That's how the schedule was. So I told you the story. We came up to the art class. So Mr. Getter says, put those strings back in your pants. So the guy says to him, but the Mishnah Berurah says, so he says, I don't care what you do in Mr. Berurah's class. In my class, you put him inside. That's what he said. So I don't know. What can I do? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says it tonight. So it's not just from Kiveger. You know, and it's a pella to me that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote Reb Kiveger. Now, I made an argument.
Uh-oh.
Are we okay?
I hear you.
I want to pick up this point. In the case of Kriyat Shema, I was not convinced that you need Tanai, and all those predecessors who came before Rabbi Kiveger left out Tanai. But here, I think you need a Tanai. Why do you need a Tanai? Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's not just, well, if I'm not chayav in tefillin, let it be. That's not enough. I have to make a Tanai because I'm not allowed to wear tefillin, according to that opinion. The issue here is not kiyum ha-mitzvah versus non-kiyum ha-mitzvah. Am I obligated or am I not obligated? The issue is, am I prohibited from wearing tefillin? Because if you take a look at the Mechaber, he writes, b'shabes v'yotev asur laniach tefillin. And then he writes in Halacha Beis, b'chol amoed gamkein asur laniach tefillin. And this all has to do with the fact that if you violate the sacredness, if you will, of the oaths of Yontif and Shabbos by wearing another oath, that's like one oath undermines the other oath, that's not acceptable. So therefore, what I have to do now is, I have to find a way that if I'm chayav in tefillin on Chol HaMoed, then I was yotze with this hanacha. And if I'm not chayav, then I didn't wear tefillin at all. Because otherwise, I violated Isser. Now, how can you tell me I didn't wear tefillin at all? I'm wearing tefillin. The answer is tnai. And I think that's what he says. V'im lav, ein ani me'nicham l'shem mitzvah. And he adds a few words here. He writes, I'm sorry. That's what he says. V'im lav, eini ani, just one second. I lost my place here. What does he say? Alright, I thought he added a few words here. No, he says, in other words, if I'm not chayav in tefillin, then I'm just wearing straps on my body. Now wait a second, David, I saw you grimaced a little, but don't get upset. Why? Because there is such a thing. The Gemara in Erevin speaks about a case where on Shabbos he realizes that he left his tefillin outside in the open, and he's afraid that somebody is going to take his tefillin and desecrate his tefillin and so forth. So for the sake of Shmiras Kedushas tefillin, they allow you to wear tefillin in order to circumvent the Avera of Hotzah and bring them into your house. Are you with me? And the Gemara says, but wait a minute, what if he forgot two pairs of tefillin? So the Gemara says he can wear two pairs of tefillin. So the Gemara says, what about Bal Tosif? So the Gemara says, no, he's just, it's just a malbush. He's just wearing it as a malbush. But it's very interesting. If he's wearing it as a malbush, it means that he's not yotze in the midst of tefillin, but yet it's a malbush. So that's interesting, because I think here, in the context of the Mishnah Berurah on Chol HaMoed, if I'm not obligated in tefillin on Chol HaMoed, then let this just be a malbush. You know, this is just a way of dressing up. I don't know. That's why I think you should, you know, before...
There's a little bit of a difference. I mean, you know the reason why he's putting the tefillin on when he takes it from one Rosh Hashanah to the other on Shabbos. He doesn't want to desecrate that tefillin. You know that's the reason. So for that, you can define it as mamash.
Right.
But when the guy puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed or something, yeah, you know he's putting it on because he wants to wear it as tefillin, not as a mamash.
No, but again, Ellie, it's just the opposite. On Chol HaMoed, he wants to wear it as a malbush. Why? Because he's not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the only way he could, according to the Man D'Omar, right, we're trying to cover all our bases here. So we're worried about the Man D'Omar who says you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So on the contrary, Pumfaket, he wants it to be a malbush. Why does he want it to be a malbush? Because if it's not a malbush, then he's violating Yom Tov, you know, Chol HaMoed. So the Tanai works like this. If I'm obligated in tefillin, then this is going to be tefillin. If I'm not obligated in tefillin, let it be a malbush. Because if it's not going to be a malbush, then I'm in deep trouble here. And I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. You feel?
If I'm obligated in tefillin, but I put it on without a bracha, just in case I should be falling the Shulchan Aruch, right? No, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't put it on. Shulchan Aruch says it's a sur, right? Shulchan Aruch says it's a sur. So you're not doing, you're doing garnished.
Well, what we paskin, Yechiel, we paskin,
no,
we paskin, Yechiel, it's a basic rule, ein habrachos ma'akvos es ha-mitzvos, so that even if I omitted the bracha, I nevertheless can fulfill the mitzvah. So if the Ramah is right, then I was yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin on Chol HaMoed even without a bracha. I can't make the bracha, that's for sure.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
If on the other hand I'm not allowed to wear tefillin, let this be a malbush. That's what I think the Mishnah Berurah means.
If I'm not allowed to wear tefillin,
then let this be a malbush. I'm wearing this as apparel.
I'm supposed to wear tefillin. Okay, I did without a bracha, but I still a kind of mitzvah. Got it.
Yeah. And now let's see where the source. What's the original? Give me a few minutes, Rabos, because this is the crux of the shiur. We're looking now on page 2. We're into Sfiras Omer. And here's the problem. You're allowed to daven Ma'ariv before nightfall. Now again, amongst Ashkenazim, at least here in Israel, that's kind of rare. But amongst Sfaradim, even here in Israel, it's much more common. Because that's the Ikar Aloch, is that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv early. Right? Now the problem is that it's Yemei HaSfira, and if I daven with the Tzibur early, it may be too early to count Sfira. So what do I do in this case? Now on the other hand, I might say to myself, you know, don't count Sfira, and later when I get home late at night, I'll count Sfira. Vos is, you know, Nishkefel. But the only problem is that I might forget to count Sfira. I don't know if it ever happened to you, but Hayudvar Me'oma, right? So if you take a look at the Beit Yosef, right, Rav Yosef Cairo, in Tav Peites, he writes, HaMispalel im HaTzibur mib'od yom, and the implication is that it's not yet nightfall. You know, it's mib'od yom. Mone imahem b'lo bracha. Yeah, it's a funny kind of thing. He's an Ibr Chacham. The whole tzibur is making a bracha, and he's the super duper zealous guy, and he knows that, hey, you know, this is not really the time for Sfira. So he's not comfortable with counting Sfira Mibodjom. So he's going to count with them without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
Without a bracha, because again, Yechiel, why is he counting? He's counting Mibod Yom. He doesn't believe it's the time for Sfira. He can't make a bracha.
Doesn't want to be Peresh Midat Tzibur, I guess.
Oh, excellent. All right, so you're a few steps ahead of me. I didn't understand the Beis Yosef like that. That's why I thought the Taz was learning like you, Yechiel. But give me 5 minutes, okay? Because you're mamish ahead of me.
So I'm back in time, I told the Taz.
Yeah, maybe you're a Taz man. You know, you should get a sweatshirt that says Taz on it, you know.
Time machine.
Yeah. So what does it say in the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef says, Mone imahem below bracha. Let him recite, let him count Sfir without a bracha. Meimar Amar, and this is what he says. By the way, it's interesting, he just says this is what he thinks. He says this is what he says. Im ezkar balayla bebesi, if I'll remember at the time that I, you know, that I know for sure it's Laila when I get home, Achzor, I'll go back and repeat the Sfira, Va'avarech Kiddin, and now I can make a bracha. Because I wasn't Yotze with the Sfira, Mibod Yom. V'nimtza, Shalo Birachti Levatola, because I postponed my bracha until nightfall. But now this is the difficult part. V'im Eshkach, and if I forget, Hare Manisi Yomim Ushvuos Lemitzvah. What does that mean? What do you mean, Manisi Yomim Ushvuos Lemitzvah? You just finished telling me that you're allowed to make a bracha Balila because you weren't Yotze with the first Sfira. And now he's saying, but if in the worst case scenario I forget to count later on at night, then I was Yotze with the first counting? He literally contradicts himself. If you take a look at the Taz says that Pirish, you'll see it on the left column, he says, Daito Tieshalo Lotzeis Pekach Achi Yivarech Balayla Bebeso. Obviously, he doesn't have any intention of being Yotze, you know, Mibojom, because it's Mibojom. The mitzvah hasn't yet come into being. The Eini Yodea. So we're in good company here. The Taz says, "Any Yodea, I don't understand the Beis Yosef." Im Kain, Mato Elis Yeshlo. What did he gain by Meshemonim Akol? I don't understand it. And at the end of the day, he says what Yechiel said before. He says Nira. He says, "What is he doing? He wants to." Account with the Lama Monim Atziv, he says Nirish Haosek Hakidei Shelo Yichashduhu Shu Eino Rotze Lispar Lagamre. It's another version of what Yechiel says, slightly different. He says people are going to suspect him that look, he's not counting Sfiras Om. Everybody else is counting, and he's not counting. Well, why isn't he not counting? Was he an Avarion? You know, he doesn't want to fulfill the mitzvahs. So clearly, the concept of Tanai is totally irrelevant here in this case of Sfiras HaOmer. Why? Because he's counting with the Tzibur without a bracha, and he's not going to be Yotze with that counting. No way, no how. So you'll ask me, what is he, a monkey? What is he, a parakeet? Why is he counting? And the answer is because he's a parakeet. He's a parrot. Why? Because if he doesn't count, this guy, he doesn't count Sfiras HaOmer. That's not his thing, you know? That's not his mitzvah. Now, in the middle of this presentation of the Taz, he comes back to reread the Beis Yosef, and he says, L'masha Kosev HaBeis Yosef, the Beis Yosef, by the way, is quoting the Avudraham who came before him, Shapir, he says, I can't explain it. The Hainu de Meimar Omar im Ezkar Balaila Vibesi Achsar Vavarakidin Vinimta Shalobir Chose Levatovim Eshkach Hare Minisi Kvar. So he says that the language of the Beis Yosef seems to indicate that he was Yotze with the first counting. He's not sure if he was Yotze, but he could be Yotze. I don't get it. Again, if he could be Yotze, so why didn't he make a bracha? And then he says, "V'hu atzvo kosav al zed mi'divrei Rambam mashma di'imone below bracha yotza v'cheinika m'meila mashma d'tnai ze eno nachon de'en lasnos b'tnai." The ein nimne le mitzvah misafek. I have to plead the fifth. I confess I don't know what's going on over here. I don't know what's going on here because the Beis Yosef contradicts himself. He says, on the one end, he's got to leave out the bracha on the first counting. Why? Because it's Mibod Yom. And then he turns around and he says, but if he forgets to count later on, is Yatza, he was Yotze. Why was he Yotze if he forgot to count? Because Harei Manisi Yomim Ushvuos LeMitzvah. Because I counted the mitzvah. But Ribono Shalom, you counted Mivod Yom. And you left out the bracha because you knew that that's not really accounting. So the Taz says, well, for sure he's not Yotze Mivod Yom. He doesn't want to be, like you said, a Parish Benat Zivur. But the Beis Yosef himself, and the Taz is aware, that says that no, that Im Eshkach, the whole reason he's counting is because he's afraid that he might forget to count later on. It's not that he's counting in order to be part of the Tzibur.
It's the same as the tefillin
model
issue. It's Tanai. I forget later, then retroactively the counting without a bracha previously will count. Better that I should remember later and count with a bracha, and then what I did first without a bracha is garnished.
I think this is not because he's sure that this bracha early doesn't count. It's only he...
His counting, you mean, counting. He didn't make a bracha, right.
And he wants to be machmir.
He wants to be machmir just in case he wasn't Yotze, but there's a very good possibility that he's Yotze. So then, how do you read this? I'm just saying, Dan, how do you read this into the Beis Yosef? Because he writes, listen to the language of the Beis Yosef. He says, V'yim eshkach... Hare minisi yamim ushvuos lemitzvah. Does that mean that he was Yotze?
Im ishkach, then this should be my count.
The first one should be my count, right?
Right. Im ishkach, so if
the first one is his counting, why didn't he make a bracha on that? Because he wasn't sure.
This is his night.
No, but I'm asking, why did he leave out the bracha on his first counting when the...
Hashem Safek.
Because maybe he wasn't Yotze.
He's
V'im Eshkach. So when it says V'im Eshkach, he means Ulai Manisi LeMitzvah. Ulai. We have to add a word into the Beis Yosef.
No, he says, let this be my count. If Eshkach, let this be my count. If Eshkach, this was my count.
Yeah, right.
But he says mitzvah. What is the word mitzvah? We don't know if he's Yotze the mitzvah. You're telling me we have doubts whether he's Yotze or not. So what does the word mitzvah mean?
That,
you have to add the word ulai le mitzvah.
How is that different than a person who really forgot to count and the next morning he remembered, he forgot to count, and he counts without the bracha?
Just
does count with the bracha the next morning, right?
No, it's completely different.
You know what, Ellie? I would say I can make good sense of counting the next morning without a bracha, because at least you're counting the day that's appropriate. Here, the problem is that maybe Mivod Yom is yesterday. So you're counting the 16th, you're counting the 14th, you're counting the 15th day on the 14th day.
Yeah, but that's only on a suffix, though. It's not a vadai.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Because what do you say?
It's only a suffix.
The rest of the Yidden that were counting, they're not from.
They're not
from a Yidden.
It doesn't work.
They have a shita. They're saying it's okay to count. That might not be your shita, but it's their shita, and you don't want a parish bin a sibur, so you count without a bracha. It's totally logical for an OCD religion.
OCD, I wouldn't say OCD.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
Sounds crazy,
right? So the Mishnah Berurah says on the Mechaber Amispalel Im Hatzibur Mivod Yom Mona Imayim below Bracha. Mona Imayim below Bracha. V'im yizkar balayli yivarach v'yispar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ka'omar ha'machaber hu yimnei mohem pen yishkach acharkach v'yachshov v'dayto im ezkar acharkach balayla Limnos Einani Rotza Lotzeis Besvira Zu. V'al Kenk Sheyagia Hazman acharkach yivarech v'yispar.
It's a derabanan.
Wait a minute, don't confuse me with the rabbis here. Dan, I can't handle it all. Let me leave out the rabbis right now. I'm just suggesting that if the Mechaber and in his Beis Yosef and in the Taz there's no mention of Tanai, here in the Mishnah Brura there's a clear cut message here of Tanai. He's saying the Achshav V'Daito Im Ezker Achar Kach, then ain't any rotsa lotzeis besviruzu. Why does he have to say ain't any rotsa lotzeis besviruzu? In order to make the bracha afterwards. He wants to gain the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah. Forget about the bracha for a minute. Let's say, for example, in the model of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, where there was no issue of a bracha, then he doesn't need it tonight. There he needs a Tanai because it's also to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So he needs a Tanai to make it into a Malbush, as we said before. Here, why does he need a Tanai? And the answer is, because of the Bracha. He wants to gain the Bracha. Now he can't make the Bracha on the first Sphira because maybe he's not Yotze on the first Bracha, on the first Sphira. So he'll make the Bracha on the second Sphira, which is Vadai Sphira. If that be the case, maybe he was already Yotze the Sphere, so how can he make the Bracha? The answer is he's gonna make it tonight that if I remember now to recite the Sphere, then my original Sphere was nothing. It was nothing. So he's taking a Sphere and he's making it into nothing. How do you understand that? I mean, in Tefillin I could say, okay, I made it tonight and it's a Malbush. In the case of Sphira, I don't know. He's counting the Sphira. Rabbanu Shalom. How can he make a bracha afterwards?
His kavana is on Tanai.
But, he's saying mitzvah srichas kavana? So you have to introduce another element here, that we pass him mitzvah srichas kavana. And therefore he's not yotzi with the first Sphira because he's lacking kavana. And why is he lacking kavana? Because he made it Tanai.
100%.
So then he goes on, he says, V'dafke miskavi shelo latzeis. I will mistama yotza. Why? Because we paskelim on the Omer Mitzvahs ain't srichas kavonis. He has to have a negative kavonis. He has to have miskavi shelo latzeis. I don't know. It sounds so strange to me. Do you know anyone, by the way, who does this? Yeah? You think people do this? They count without a bracha? I never heard such a thing in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember. I used to do that, actually.
You used to count without a bracha?
Yeah.
You don't count without a
bracha. Yeah.
But keep in mind, according to Rav Molson, you know, that we saw in the Seder Agra, if this is operating with the Tanai, you got to make a Tanai kafel and hein kodem lelav. And this is really exciting, my boy. I never heard in my life anyone counting without a bracha. But if you guys count without a bracha, kol hakavod, because you're accepting this Mishnah Berurah. But I would just point out one thing, that if you're counting without a bracha, you might want to make a Tanai kafel and heim kodem lelav. When was the last time you did that? Tell me.
Actually, I recall now that when I used to go to that other place on Clanton Park, this is many years ago, and they held at that other place that Clanton Park's Marav was too early, and that if you did go to Dublin there, you should count, just like we were studying here, you should count without a bracha and on a Tanai, and try and make it later with a Tanai, but in case you forgot, you would say it without. That's what I remember now, that we, years ago, that's what I did.
So they accepted this Mishnah Berurah, I guess. I just want to point out to you that this entire concept of a Tanai and mitzvahs is highly, highly questionable. And that's the Shut Oneg Yontif. He was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. It's on page 3. And I'll just, you know, again, this, we don't have time to go through the whole Shut Oneg Yontif right now, but I'll give you the gist of it. I mean, he writes, his name is Rav Yontif Lipman Halpern, and he was the Av Bezdin in Bialystok in Poland, and he died in the year 1879, just to give it a historical perspective. And the Gemara tells the Ksuvos that you cannot make a Tanai on Chalitza. So the Cholitz cannot make a Tanai. And why is that? Because he cannot appoint a Shliach for Chalitza. And anything that you cannot appoint a Shliach for, you cannot appoint, make a Tanai. That's called in the language of the Shas, on Ksuvos Daf Ayin Dalet, called Milsa, the less of a Shlichus, less of a Tanai. Now let's take the case of a Mitzvah. Can you send a shliach for a mitzvah? Can I ask you to wear tefillin for me, or say kriyat shema for me, or count svir for me? Absolutely not. So therefore, it's a milsa to lesser b'shlichus, and called milsa to lesser b'shlichus, leka b'tanai. And therefore, there's no tanai in chalitza, because chalitza doesn't lend itself to shlichus. He says, therefore, ipso facto, there's no tanai in mitzvahs. Not only that, but if you take a look on the bottom of your page 3, and this is going back even earlier in history. That's Reb Shlomo Kluger. He was the chief rabbi of Brud in Poland. My wife is, has a lot of cousins from that city. And he died in 1869. He has a tshuva sefer called Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, because his name was Shlomo. And he says that the whole concept of Kiyum Mitzvah B'Tanai is very problematic because of the sugi of Brera. Brera means when I'm in a situation where I don't know what's going on now, and something later on is going to clarify retroactively what I did now. And we paskin ain Brera. And not only that, but if you take a look on your page 4, which is a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, the Sukkot tshuva, he writes that if you're nervous on Leil HaPesach, that maybe it's almost midnight, and your meal is going, so what you should do is you should eat a matzah with a tanai. And you say the following: if the halach is that I can only eat the matzah before chatzos for the mitzvah of afikomen, then let this be afikomen. And if not, if I have the whole night, because if we don't pass like Reb Lozman Azariah, that ain't a pesach nechal al chatzos, but rather like the chachomim, then let me eat another piece of matzah after chatzos. So the mitzvah of shacham yotze, I'm either yotze with the first achilas matzah or with the second achilas matzah, the one after chatzos. And it seems that the way that everybody understands this Avnei Nezer, although I'm not sure about this, that he's based on the halach of tanai. And that is that I make a tanai. Either I'm yotze with the first achila if the halach is like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, and that was the Kzayis Matzah I ate before Chatzos, or if the halach is like the Chachamim, whoever disagrees with Reb Elazar ben Azariah, then I'm yotze with the second afikomen that I ate after Chatzos. Now once again, I'm a little confused here, because why does he need a tanai over here? I would say the Mimon of Shach. It's like you have two pairs of tefillin, one is kosher, one is not. I don't need a tanai. I'll wear both tefillin, and Mimon of Shach I'm yotze. I may not know which one I was yotze with. Here also, I don't know which achilas matz I was yotze with, but Mimon of Shach I was yotze. But in any event, this tshuva of the Avnei Nezer stimulated a lot of literature. You know, not everybody accepted this whole thing. In fact, if you take a look on page 5, there's a Mesorah here from Rabbi Aryeh Levin. That's a name that we mention this time of the year a lot, you know, because of the special yontifs that we have next week, you know, for those who commemorate Yom HaTzma'ut, Yom HaZikaron. So Rabbi Aryeh Levin was an unbelievable personality. He was a courageous Jew. And he said that he heard in the name of Reb Chaim Brisk, or maybe he heard it directly from Reb Chaim, I don't know, that he didn't want to accept the Sukkot Tshuva. And he didn't want to allow to eat afikomen after chatzos. He felt it was not permissible to eat after chatzos. And he says that maybe the Avnei Nezer is operating me in Tanai, and the question is whether or not Tanai is meaningful in mitzvahs. Now, I would just suggest the following as we come to the close, that the whole concept of the tanai in mitzvahs is problematic, not just because there's no shlichus, and we have to find an answer to that question, And that's just because the sugi of Breira, if we pass it ain Breira, we have to find an answer to that question. But I think the concept of Tanai is problematic, in my humble opinion, because we're not talking about Das, we're talking about Kavanah. My Rebbe always taught us, I mean, Mamashi, Hichdil and Bagosh, you know, that there's a difference between Tanai, between Das and Kavanah. Das means that I do an action, but the impact of the action and its validity, which is called the chalos, that totally depends upon my das. And that's where Tanai fits in. I decide whether I do have das or I don't have das. Kavana is something totally different. Kavana is to do the maisa. I have kavana for this maisa. And once I have kavana for the maisa, then the maisa takes over on its own. I can't make conditions on the maisa. The maisa is a reality. In the case where I'm doing a legal act that requires das, so that legal act, and this we derive from Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, can be contingent on any contingency that I stipulate, and that's my koach atnai. But in the case of kavana, for example, in chalitza, the Gemara says about chalitza that you don't need das. I'll prove it to you. The Gemara says that they told the chalitz that this woman is not the Yavama. They fooled him. And for whatever reason, he did chalitza. But he didn't even think that she was the Yavama. And the Gemara says the chalitza is kshera. In Das, that would not work. You fool me into a transaction. You mislead me. That's a mekach tos. Anyone who's learning the Daf Yomi knows what I'm talking about. Mekach tos. But that's only because you need das. But in the case of kavana, like in chalitza, then there's no halacha of toes, because toes is halacha in das. And if there's no halacha of das, and all you need is kavana, meaning I'm doing this action, then the action takes over on its own and has a life of its own. I don't know if you can make a tanai in kavana. So I'm just saying, Rabbi Osai, I find myself a little bit on the outs over here. I'm the lone, we have a program called the Lone Soldiers Program. I feel like I'm the lone soldier here because I have trouble buying into this whole business of Tanai. Now, you could say, well, I have kavanah shelo latzes, right? A negative kavanah, but even that requires a Tanai. So what are you saying that in case I don't want this to be a mitzvah, then I have kavanah shelo latzes. What do you mean in case? You did the maisa. If you did the maisa, and you had full kavanah to do the maisa, nobody fooled you, and nobody compelled you, you're not an anus, you did it on your own volition, then you were yotzei the mitzvah. Now again, I don't know if I was yotzei the mitzvah, but maybe I was yotzei the mitzvah. And then to go ahead afterwards and make a bracha? I don't get it. Yeah. Sorry,
Dan. I think of all these cases, there is an inyan to not be over an issue.
Well, yeah.
Afikoman also. Afikoman, right? So that's the inyan to avoid the issue. The kavana is on avoiding the issue.
But again, the
kavana is meant to avoid the issue.
Right, how do I avoid the issue? Because I didn't do the mitzvah. That's, how do I avoid, right. So I'm just saying, do I have the authority, do I have the bailus over my action to determine that I don't see this action as a mitzvah? That's what I'm wondering about. Do I have that bailus? Can I do that? If it is a mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah. You know, the Gemara says in Pesachim, kafu lechol matzah, they forced them to eat matzah, yotzah. Amalei Shmuel, b'shem avud Shmuel is yotzah. So I'm a rabba, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah. Let's take that example, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah. Again, you mentioned before, Dan, that mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, but I'm just saying, even if mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah, the Mishnah Berurah says that tanai works. Why? Because it's kavanah lo lotzah. I don't get it. I have no interest in the mitzvah of matzah. And yet I'm yotzeh. Why? Because I had kavanah to eat matzah. Why did I have kavanah to eat matzah? Because this guy's going to knock my block off if I don't eat matzah. The mice itself, if it's done with kavanah, So I don't know that you can make a tanai in l'shem mitzvah and kavanas mitzvah and say, well, maybe I do have kavana, maybe I have a negative kavana. The whole concept, it's not tanai. There must be some sort of new halacha here that the Mishnah Berurah is operating.
That's what I don't want to be over this. So then if I say that the chatzos is closed, then I can eat anything I want after that.
Correct. That's the socket show.
That's my kavan. That's what I try to achieve.
Right. But I'm just saying that in the classical cases, let's say that we talk about Tanai and Svir Saomer, what I'm saying is that if I don't count at night, then let me be Yotze with the first counting. But if I do count at night, then the first counting is not a counting. Can I do that?
I think over there,
how can I do that?
Is a Kula Drabanan. The Rabbanan said, okay, because you may forget, and the majority of people will forget, let them count now, and we'll say it's good. It's a good counting.
No, I'm just saying, Dan, if you
want
to say it's a good...
I want to be Mahmir,
right,
personally. So therefore, I don't put a bracha here. I just do the counting, and I put it at night, so I can say with the bracha later.
I understand. I'm not that dumb, Dan. I mean, that's what I've been talking about for the last hour. But I'm just saying, I don't know that the halacha recognizes the efficacy of tanai in Hilchas Kavana. Can you make a tanai on Kavana? So, Bli Neder, I'm going to try to do some more work on this.
Why can't I say the Rabbanim said it that way? The Rabbanim give me Ishur.
Again, we're dealing with Tefillin, we're dealing with Svir Saomer. The Rambam Shita that Svir Saomer is Doraisa. You know, I don't want to get into this whole discussion. Are we saying that every single time I make a Tanai, it's only on a Derabanan? And what's the status of Kriyat Shema? You know, that's a whole to do. I don't want to, that's like stepping into a mine, you know, a minefield. So let me, he says here that there's something about this in the Mishmeres Chaim. And I'm a big fan of the Mishmeres Chaim. I didn't get a chance to find it. Let's see. He says it's on page 5. Oh, there it is. Okay, I missed it. On the bottom of page 5, he says, L'chora kosha. Here he mentions your case, Dan, of Erev Shabbos. Eich yochol lasos tnoyim b'mitzvahs kigon kriyat shma v'kabbalas Shabbos v'chadome. The lemoshel osa tnai di im hatsiba yikru kriyat shma ye adayin zman kriyat shma is yotza oz yetze oz v'im lav yetze achshav hakol vilsa di lesa v'shlichus lesa v'tnai u'mitzvahs begufa lesa v'shlichus nir l'chalik that the klal of milsa the lesa v'shlichus lesa v'tnai is because he's not a bailum. If he doesn't have a bailus to make a shlich, he doesn't have bailus to make a tnai. U'mizem muchach Dieno Bailim ala Maisa, Kide Lasos Tanai. Mashenki Gabi Mitzvis, Shebegufo, Lo Shaya Klal Inyan Shlichus, Kmoshebira Tosis Rid. And therefore, the fact that he can't make a Shlich in Mitzvis has nothing to do with Chisarin Bailis. I don't know. I'm not convinced. V'od, but now he gives another svar. He says, Nir Lechalik, the Ayin Tosis, Subis Dafnun Hey. Okay, fine. I'm just trying to get to the punchline here. Don't say Niochalasas Maisa im Das Chaluka. Dimis Kaima Tanai, Yeshlo Das. Elohim Kane, the Yeshlo Das Kabura Biada Maisa. Oh, there is Dai Tanai, Mil Sachriti. Lachem Asna Mashkos Betora, then him Shle Tanayim, Lomahani Tanai. Good. That I understand. Im kein kolze be meise ke gon git in kedush galitza gvin mis pet noy mishum mitamana al ze omra gmor vil slesa shlichos slesa betnai di ene domel tnai bin gemash ein kein gabi mitzvis di eno meise she poel halos dinim da tnai eno sore eno tsricha leos din tnai hamavatel meise Eladin Tanai di Eno Mechaven Lekayim a Mitzvah im Lo Yis Kayim a Tanai Memelu Yotza Mitzvah Kayim de Kivain Shalo Yotza Yedea Mitzvah Af V'ein chisaron b'mesha ein lo das hechleiti ala maisa kevan di eno maisa de po'eles chalois didim v'oz lo be'inon mishpitei t'noim klal v'ein chasor ma'i delesa v'shlichus omno mefursa b'shem ha'goan Rav Yisrael Solanter toye matzrich mishpitei t'noim gam b'mitzvus Lufi dvarv nitztarech letaritz kitiru tzarishon. So let's just think, what's his second answer? That in the case of getting a kedushin where he's creating a chalos, so the Torah says that even though you have complete das, now you want to be mevatel that chalos, so you need a tnai with all the mishpatei tnoim. But in the case of mitzvahs, he's not being pole any chalos, and therefore the tnai doesn't have to be according to the laws and the restrictions, regulations that govern Tanoim, in order to be Mevatel Amaisa. Because he's now not being Mevatel Amaisa, he's being Mevatel his Kavona. But he still doesn't address the main question. How can you make a Tanoim Kavona? You know, maybe I have Kavona, I don't have Kavona, if this and that, then it won't be Kavona. Who says he has the ability to do so? I mean, he's doing it b'yedia, he's aware of what he's doing. And he sets up the Maisa Mitzvah, so the Maisa Mitzvah automatically generates the Chalos. Hello, what are you going to say? He has Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis. Can you really make a Tanai and have Kavanah Shalom Lotzeis? I find this very, very baffling. I find this very, very difficult. Okay, Rabosai, we all have to get on. I appreciate that we were able to have the Shia today, and we're back to the Yudi Planka based Medrash again is up and running. We don't have to be so careful about Chometz anymore. And everyone should have a great week, and I'll see you in about 3 weeks, Mirtz Hashem. Okay? Mirtz Hashem. Okay, call to Zygus and thanks.